Chapter 4, Confusion of Tongues. Let us now look at the building of the Tower of Babel, which the descendants of Noah began as they spread abroad over the face of the earth. As they went toward the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they talked together about building a city where they could live. All the people of the earth were then of one speech and used the same language, and so they could speak to one another and could each understand what the other said. And as they talked together about building this city, they said, "Let us build a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth." But as it was a plain and a flat land, without any rocky mountains or hills, they had no stone for building. So they talked together what they should do, and now they began to invent bricks. They made these from the clay of the plain of Shinar and baked them hard, so that they would take the place of stone. Then they used the slime which they found there for mixing the bricks together and make their buildings. In this way they began to build their city and the tower, which was going to be so high that it would reach up to heaven, as they thought. So things went on very nicely, and they were very busy with their building, and could work and speak together because each one could understand the other. How far they got with the city and the tower, we are not told. But suddenly, they were brought to a full stop. The Lord looked down from heaven and saw what great things they thought of doing, and that if they were allowed to go on, there would be no telling what they might do next. Perhaps they thought that if they worked hard enough, they could really reach up to heaven with their tower, as many people think today that they can climb to heaven by their own works. But God has shown by his word that we are all lost and ruined sinners, and no man living can now be justified by his own works or get to heaven in that way. No, the just shall live by faith, and it is only by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting in his precious blood and righteousness that any will reach heaven. Whatever these busy men thought to do with their tower, God saw that it would not be good to let them go on without any check. So he came down and confounded their language, and they all began to speak in different tongues, and no one could understand the other. What confusion it brought! If one man asked another a question or told him what to do, the other could not understand a word of what he was saying. So all their great ideas were brought to confusion, and they had to leave off building the city because they could not tell what each other meant. Because of this, the city was called Babel, which just means confusion. Was not this a wonderful miracle which God wrought? Until now, all these men had grown up together and spoken the same language, and now suddenly they all began to speak differently and could not understand each other or work together. And another thing you will see if you read the account carefully, the men thought that by building this city they could all live together and would not be scattered over the earth. But God turned it all to confusion and brought about just what they thought to avoid. And so from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. So now we see the whole world divided into different nations, all speaking in different languages. The city of Babel was afterwards called Babylon, for that is the Greek name for it. You will remember that King Nebuchadnezzar lived there, and as he walked in his palace one day, he said, "Is not this great Babylon, that I have built?" But God showed him that he was God over all, and soon the king became a madman and lived with the beasts in the fields for 7 years. Then, when he came to his senses again, he had to say that God doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" So you see, it is the same great God who reigns over all. Now you will know where to find the account of the building of the Tower of Babel. It is in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. You can also read about King Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel, chapter 4. Then if you turn to the Revelation, chapter 7, you will see that there will be in heaven at least some from all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, but all will have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.